I feel just new and born again after last week. Last Sunday, I was with so many wonderful people here in Corpus Christi studying to become blessing givers and getting ready to offer the blessing on the beach. We had a wonderful time, and I am really so sorry and deeply apologetic that the recording and the various aspects of technical production weren't as perfect as they should have been. But just know you were in our hearts, and we were giving you all of our hearts on behalf of Christ to offer that blessing for you. And we are back to our normal status today, and we have returned with a whole flock of new blessing givers who are excited to embark on this. Be here united with the rest of our blessing givers and with those in our receiving audience. So we are now in our Q&A, our question and answer session, the time to ask questions, make comments, be together. And so if you have something you would like to say, remember it's star 6 and then 1. So feel free to get on to the call. And I will be looking for your number to appear on my monitor. And I'll be glad to wait just a couple of minutes. This is precious time, so we don't want to lose any more of it than necessary just waiting around. But it's hard to believe we don't have somebody on the call. All right, there we go. Hi, Chris. You're on. Chris, your line is open. Maybe you had your own telephone muted. Hello, hello, Chris. Well, he's disappeared. My goodness. It must have been a connection he just couldn't activate at that point. It does happen. It happens to the most proficient users of the system, including me at times when this little monitor board just doesn't want to do what I want, what I ask it to do. So I just want to begin this call today by reminiscing the joy and the power we all felt last week being in our blessing seminar and recalling the words of Christ when he said to his apostles, two millennia ago, oh, gee, that's a long time. But in his world, it's timeless, so it doesn't matter. But he said, whenever two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. We were so blessed to feel his presence in the seminar last weekend and in our lives and moving through us as we offered blessings to the world. And I just want to start this call by reminding you that he is always with you. But he doesn't interfere. And he's not a fairy godmother who's going to wave a magic wand and make it all go away. His role in our life is not like that. His role in our life is to be a physical presence among us of God incarnate, that we may call upon the Spirit of God into our lives, knowing that we can actually make that connection. That's a very important thing for us to understand. And it's also why we have blessing givers. The Spirit of God is in all things as well. It's in all trees. It's in the breeze. It's in the bird that flies on the breeze. It's in the water, in the fish that swim in the water. The Spirit of God is everywhere. But do we always connect with that as the Spirit of God? No, I think not, because we look upon the Spirit of God as so vast and so encompassing and also united with the very things we think might harm us. For example, we know that God is in the hurricane coming our way. And how can we pray to God for relief from the hurricane when God is in the hurricane? We feel somehow reduced in our power to access the Spirit of God and to pray in our full power. And to relieve this daunting, seeming impossibility, God became human in order to be among us and to give us a presence that we could call upon that is of the same flesh and blood and human potential and nobility. And we can relate to that. We can actually see that presence of God as our friend, our buddy, our comforter, the one who will be with us. And beyond that, if that were not enough, what Yeshua, the Christ, left with us on his leaving was a frequency, you might say, because we're in the day and age where we can talk about energetic frequencies, a frequency of energy that is attuned to each person so that we can tune in our own personal cell phone to God, if you will. And that is our connection through the Holy Spirit. And then if you add to that, now he has brought in blessing givers to assist us in making these connections. You might compare the blessing giver to the, when I grew up, we still had telephone operators. And sometimes if you wanted to make a long distance call, you would actually dial operator and talk to an actual live person. And that actual live person would dial your call to, from the United States to France or Germany or Australia or wherever you wanted to call. And so you might look upon our blessing givers as the dial-in operators that assist in perfecting that connection. The power is still between you and God. Nothing ever changed that. It just became noticeable first to the Father, first to the Creator, that we were surrounded in his love and willingness to assist us, but not making a connection. So he remedied that by bringing forth into our life the presence of one who could assist us in that. Then adding frequencies of the Holy Spirit, and now calling forth ministers, priests in the denominations that have priests, or deacons, or pastors, or missionaries, and blessing givers. All of us here to make that connection more palpable, more accessible to each person. And I want to welcome on the call a very special person. That is Chris Dunn. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Glenda.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but I do want to say that Chris is the newest bishop of Spiritus Church. He was consecrated on the Friday just before our blessing conference. So congratulations, Chris. And so as we talk about links to heaven, he is one of our newest and most gracious. And thank you for accepting that responsibility and that wonderful role.
Oh, it's a joy. A joy to serve and just be a part of this this group, this community. And I wanted to thank you for just being such an open and easy person to commune with and to talk with and to bounce ideas off of, and very grateful about that. And I just want to echo also, I have Lamb and the Lion right here on my visor as I drive around the country, and so I use that whenever I feel like I'm not quite in connection with Yeshua or Comforter. And that's really helpful for me, just to have him looking right down there at me, going, yeah, I'm still with you there, Yeshua. Thank you.
Makes you a better driver, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, I'm so much more kind to people. Although I guess I've always been. But
oh, you always have been. But just think of this: you're like a missionary on the road. How many more of those would we like to have?
Exactly. Just thank you so much for a wonderful weekend and for including me in this group. So.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It is just extremely much our pleasure and our glorious benefit to have you. And we have a caller from Canada. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. It's Desmond.
Hey, Desmond. We missed you at the seminar and thought about you.
I really wanted to go. I felt so energized after you all went to the seminar, and I got to talk with Chris one day, and it was phenomenal. It was like I had a conversation with Yeshua. It was like something I've always wanted to do, and Chris was the perfect conduit, and it was such a unique opportunity that Yeshua really spoke through Chris, and I've just been really grateful to receive the blessings since the seminar, and it's really changed my life, so thank you.
You are most welcome, Desmond, and thank you for being a good receiver. You know, the thing is, how does God's energy and love and creative power make a deeper penetration into the world except that we receive? And this is why we spend so many times in our blessing call talking about receiving. And it is my pleasure to be a receiver on your behalf and to be one that in your presence is a comfortable communicator. So feel free to talk to me. I may not have the answers, but I do have the heart-centered connection where I can help you connect with the one who does have the answers. And perhaps just in the act of talking, it may open you to have a deeper and more productive and meaningful prayer time or meditation time or receiving in the blessing. So that's why I like to make myself available in the early part of the blessing call, just for us to be here for one another and to be in community for whatever needs to be said. If you have a blessing to ask for, now would be the time to ask it. And if you have something that you want to acknowledge, now would be a good time to express your gratitude, because gratitude opens our lives for more receiving. You know, how can we receive with a full cup that we then put a lid on? I think so often we make the mistake of putting a lid on our cup so that we won't spill any. I can give you a very explicit example on that. We, in our household, we have a distiller, and the carrying unit to take water back from the kitchen sink where we fill it to the room where the distiller lives, it has a wide open top. And if I don't cover it on the way back, it's like trying to carry a lake with me. And every movement of my body splashes water out on the floor. So I had to figure out a way to cover it, because the lid is way too big and makes the whole movement too encumbering. So I figured out how to get the water from one place to the other without spilling any. But I think that what we do in life with real-time situations is we remember the time when our cup was empty, when we felt we didn't have enough. And so when our cup gets full, we don't want to share it. We don't want to lose a single drop. We don't move it around. We don't even show it. We're even afraid to look at it or to drink from it. Heavens, my heavens, if I drank from this cup, it might never be filled again. How horrible. Well, my friends, you're going to have to take a chance. You're going to have to drink a little bit from the cup. Savor what's in the cup and then say, oh, thank you, God. That is the best thing I ever tasted. We have another caller on the line. That's from area code 530. Hi.
Hi, this is Denise near Mount Shasta, California.
Hi.
I will say I'm looking for a home, and the thing has been that I've been camping up on the mountain for the last 2 weeks, and it's such beautiful energy, and I feel that's the place I want to call our next home in from, that energy. And, the request I have is that I'm looking for a really good home. I've been in a succession of ones that were not just challenging, but extraordinarily off course the last 19 months. And so I really am looking for something very good to move to.
Okay. We hear your request, your prayer, and hold you in our hearts. I can just feel that blessed energy there for you. Oh, my goodness. Just be grateful. Here's the way you go about it. First of all, be grateful that you're there. Love every moment of it. And already be home. Already be home. You know, everybody, one of the reasons we push away the things we want is that we put them in the future instead of just holding them right now, not just as if they're here, but we find a way for them to actually be here. You know, the thing is, let's just say we need a new car. I can express that because of myself. I've been looking for my poor little pony is just needing to be retired. And I'm starting to look for a new car, and I'm going out to car lots, and I'm seeing things I don't want. That's not helping the process at all. So I come back home, and I just start feeling in my heart, not just what I want, but what I already have. And I just imagine myself driving around in the very thing that I already have. It's almost as if I become a time traveler, where I'm moving forward in time and sitting in that car. And I'm not going to do any more of this stuff, which is out there pushing away the fulfillment, because God already knows what I want. And I'm going to listen for messages of when and how to find the very thing materially that I already have in my cup. Does that make sense?
Yes, although I have one complication, which I'll tell quickly. I'm camping with my cat, who's a year old, and she has some health challenges, and I am so happy to be there. But at night, when she has to be in, not to be out with the large predators, she claws the tent and rips it, and it's raining.
Oh, my gosh.
So I am so glad to be there, but she's not that glad. And I have had times, you know, where I've done lots of playing with games and trying to make things fun. I have a second tent where she can just play, and I go in there with her in the middle of the night and all these things. But what happens is eventually I wear out after 3 or 4 hours. She still needs out. And I eventually can't wrestle with her anymore. You know, I have to just surrender, and I lay there in my sleeping bag and try to get myself out of the mind that she's ripping the tent. She's ripping the tent. I have to try and get that out of my mind and out of my heart. And what I looked at, what I felt like the lesson was, that I felt like a failure for not being able to help her manage it. And then I realized I had to let that go. And I tried to just be and say, okay, there are other tents. And the truth is, a week and a half ago, I had someone say, you need another tent, there'll be another tent. And I actually got a free tent the next day, which is the one I'm in now, which is holding water better than the first one.
That's great. That's great. And you might want to talk to someone who is an animal specialist. And Liz, if you will write me, send me your, do you have an email address?
I have to tell you, I'm Denise on Liz's phone, and I am an animal specialist.
Oh, okay. So then, all right.
Animal communicator. This is a tough nut to crack.
Oh, indeed it is. Well, our blessings are with you, and what's your cat's name?
Robin.
Robin, our blessings are with Robin. I know there is an answer. So I'm going to sign off for now because we do need to get into our message.
Okay, I would be glad to have someone else to consult with if there's a way.
Well, we do have a blessing giver who is an animal specialist, and she would probably love to talk to you about this, and sometimes just having another person to talk to can help. So if you'll send me an email, I'll send you her email. How's that?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we are now here. Well, we've got one more call. I want to take Kathy's. Hi, Kathy. Kathy, you were on. Okay. Well, Kathy is maybe decided not to talk. We'll see. Have a clean board. And we had fun at our blessing conference, actually on the subject of animals, because we do now have a blessing giver who's offering an animal ministry. So if any of you would like to have a connection with this person, send me an email, questions@lovewithoutend.com, and I'll forward your email to Eve, who is our new blessing, our minister blessing, animal ministry blessing giver. So she does lovely work and is an absolutely adorable, wise person who surrounds herself with, of all things, donkeys. She just adores these little creatures, among all the other animals, of course. And we do need to move on, but it was a nice beginning. All of our calls were just a lovely beginning, because what I really want to talk about is gratitude. And I want to talk about the importance of getting over our fear of scarcity or our fear that something won't work, that we need to work. In God's timing, everything works. It's probably me or you or other people who have slipped out of their own perfect timing, slipped out of their own perfect condition where things would work. And the best way to get back in your own perfect alignment with the universe, your own perfect timing with it, your own perfect situation with the universe, so that your reality, which is always the most important reality to you, has an alignment to the reality around you and can therefore find support and nourishment from that which is around you. This is basically the work we do on this earth. And let me give you a little secret. We were born into perfect alignment with the universe and the reality around us. We were. No matter what family you were born into or what you eventually discovered about your family, or if you had breakdowns with your family, doesn't matter. A piece of shredded cheese, what eventually happened at the moment of your birth. Everything was perfect. You were perfect. Everything around you was perfect. What happened is that we, as we grew up, and it happened at different time intervals for different people. For some people, it happened almost immediately, moving into infancy. For other people, it didn't begin to happen till we were 6 or 7 years old. But we left the childhood world of the Magic Kingdom, where everything was externally sweetly aligned with whatever was internally sweetly and elaborately imagined. For a lot of people, it happened your first day in school, or the first time you encountered a little kid that didn't like you or was trying to even intimidate you, or the first time earlier on, even in life, the first time you fell down. I'll never forget the first time I ever fell down. It didn't hurt at all. I didn't even skin myself. But, oh, my gosh, did I cry just like somebody had ripped off my arm. I cried and cried and cried. Mother held me and comforted me. She couldn't figure out why I was crying, but I knew why I was crying. I had left the world of perfect alignment, and I had entered the new world where not everything would happen my way, where I would have challenges or problems or deficiencies or misalignments where I could fall, step out of balance and fall down. I had entered the world of adventure, discovery, the world where I wouldn't know what was around the next corner. And I didn't want to go there then. I wanted to be in my perfect little Magic Kingdom for, oh my gosh, at least a few more years. But I knew when it happened, and that's what caused me to cry. It wasn't the falling. It was the realization. And for some of us, it happens sooner. Some people, it happens much later. Some people don't even notice it until the fall down is a big one, because they kind of like adventure. A lot of people are very adventurous, playful children, and they like the fact that there's a challenge, and that's what they came here for. So nothing really matters until they get to their teens and everybody else has something they don't have and they feel less than other children, other teenagers. And then it's a really big deal for them. Whenever it started happening for you, you'll know it. You'll remember it. It will be an event. And it will be an event that then became a turning point in your life. But the thing is, it only felt negative once. By necessity, it would feel negative the first time. But after that, it doesn't have to be. After that, it can be an adventure. It can be your learning in life, how you solve these problems, how you have experiences that enrich your heart, soul, mind, make your body stronger, bring you together with other people you otherwise would have nothing in common with, how you can blend your personal reality with other types of reality out there, and not just speak one language, but speak many languages. And I'm not just talking about verbal languages. I'm talking about reality languages, how you can have compassion, how you can see other cultures live, and how you can stretch yourself into being more than you ever thought you could be. But now I want to say this. A little bit like Dorothy in the Kingdom of Oz, you also do have red slippers, and you can click them. And this is Glinda telling you to do that. Sometimes you just need to click those red slippers and say, Lord, I know I'm on an adventure. I know I slipped out of alignment with my personal reality, or I went over my head trying to find something out there that may not be right for me. Please take me home. And I don't mean by that question, take you home to heaven. I'm not talking about as in taking me home to God. I'm talking about taking you home to your personal reality. Rediscover your personal reality. Rediscover your magic kingdom inside, who you are, the love that you are. Click your red slippers and say, okay, this is what I love. This is who I am. This is my reality. And I have a right to honor it and love it, even if it doesn't find a perfect agreement in the outer world. I'll work on that more tomorrow. And I won't judge other people, and hope that by not judging other people, they won't judge me. Because right now, I just want to be me. Now, when you're in that perfect place of being who you are in your own little magic kingdom, you are that perfect person who is most aligned to the blessings, the love of God, the healing of God, the enrichment of God. You see, one of the mistakes we make sometimes in prayer is that we pray from inside the problem. And this is one thing I want to send you to contemplate this week, is God loves you and not necessarily your problem. You're the one that took on the problem. God will help you fix that problem if in doing so, it means loving you more. If the problem is a wrong one for you to fix, you may have a hard time getting an answer to that prayer because God loves you, not the problem. God loves you, not the illness. And one of the big mistakes we make in praying or meditating about an illness is we identify with it as if it's our illness, our deficiency. God, please relieve my poverty. God doesn't see you as impoverished. God doesn't want you to be impoverished. And God isn't going to bless your poverty because you've identified with it. The way to pray is, oh Lord, allow me to see the richness within which you created for me, that I may discover that richness externally through abundance of reward for my work, loving friendships, and potential in life, that I may rise above all of this impoverished condition that I found myself living in. Okay? In other words, you used your prayer to separate yourself out from a condition that is not right for you. And you ask God's help in doing that. Remember, God loves you. And God only loves the condition if it's a right condition for you. A right condition for you to prosper in, learn in, gain experience from, and grow through. In that case, yes, let's just say you're a student. You really are aligned with your work. And your scholarship's running out. You don't know how you'll make it through next year. A prayer for that kind of continuation, you'll get that scholarship, or you'll get a student loan, or you'll get help from your parents, or your uncle, or a friend, or somebody. Maybe a stipend forward from a future employer to finish it, because it's the right thing for you. If it's the right thing for you, God will bless not only you, but the condition. But just to make sure, since we don't always know, pray from the love that you are and allow God to decide on the condition. I find that usually works the best. Okay, now we need to move into the blessing. And hopefully we've set you all up for the most perfect blessing possible. And I would like to ask our new blessing givers to join me. And let's bless the world. Let's bless each person on this call to the fullness of their life for everything that they are most deserving to receive. through the love of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the grace and loving nourishment of our brother in God, Yeshua. So if you will be seated, blessing givers stand, the rest of you be seated, all legs and arms uncrossed, feet unshoed, unless it's too cold, but have something on your feet that's a natural substance. Heads uncovered, unless it's with a natural substance, silk or cotton, wool would be okay. Remember, we're conveying the spirit of the universe and the spirit of the earth, along with the power of God, the grace of the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. So let us begin with my prayer to Yeshua, and then for about 3 minutes while I'm conducting and the blessing givers are conducting the special energy, you be in your prayer. Dear Yeshua, we pray to you our gratitude for all that we are, for all that we already have, for the fullness of our being that sometimes we don't appreciate enough. We thank you for always being with us, here to remind us of the love that we are, the blessing each person is to the world, and to help us reach for and receive the grace of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Educator, the Infiller of heavenly grace. Now we ask that you be with us as we receive these blessings from God, from the Holy Spirit, and from you within our heart. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, I would like you to rest, assimilate, and receive for at least 7 minutes. Don't think. Just be a blank slate on which the blessings of God can be written. I look forward to being with you again next week. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye for now.